Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for everybody. Everybody tuned in. We're about basically helping you basically push yourself. You're listening to Organic Pimpin' Through the Ingredients It Embodies My Soul. I'm co-host Doc Dude, and on with me tonight on the other side of the line is the one and only show is brought to you by him, Comedy Organic OK.
Hi, Ellie. How are you doing? Everyone, that I want you to take a moment to dive into the organic ingredients within body and your soul. Now, one of the things I have to say within organic pimping, you know, in the ingredients that embodies my soul, is something that I've been harvesting. I've been able to go through different harvests and different seasons and understand the organic, you know, experience where we are not just bringing another type of, way of experiences, because in a lot of people you find a lot of intellects that exist and have exist, and they have some, you know, very enlightened, you know, thought-provoking, highlighted points, right? But what happens quite a bit with people that have a lot of information, they forget the lack of library, forget some of the people that's going to change the world. They don't necessarily have the understanding of what the biggest picture is for everybody, right? Is that the desire is so rich and so consistent that it starts gravitating to your true connection, and it's like, you know, it's like if the world can see all the books and somebody just highlighted the most important part of what this integrity. I said integrity, but
you didn't mean integrity. What did you mean?
Yeah. But what I'm telling you is, it's things that people try to tell you because where in the world they're coming from and what words mean different. It can mean different, you know, meanings, right? And so they can take you on a different path, right?
Right.
So what we're trying to not do is take you on a long direction and give you something that's out of your convenient route to be smarter and consume the most wealthy ability within your organic, you know, spirit of pimping, because it's a luxury for people understand it's a luxury to be able to complain. Because you ever notice how you get out of your operational path and if someone come along and give you some just like trash of something that if you had that in your infrastructure, it would have suffocated you, right? So when people come out of your moment of gratifying your ability to live through your worst moments, and someone come along and just giving you the worst moment in your best moment,
yeah,
and they don't have any kind of, you know, humility about what they just pin out there into your ears, right?
Mm-hmm.
And think about how many people have told you the worst thing that disconnected your peace of mind. And you could tell that they didn't care about any of those. But look at this, if you had the actual understanding how to disconnect that misery that they're trying to pin into your peace, you wouldn't disconnect the problem, you would be disconnecting the response of others' problems that they are pitting into your mindset, and you would be connecting the solution for the problems that people are bringing to you. See the difference? Because if you're just connecting the thing that you just overcame and people didn't get cleared from dealing with the problems that is bringing, like, residually, and wealthy bringing problems, you resolving a solution that giving you more problems is giving you more solutions, right? So imagine if 20 people you deal with that would sit in a problem in a normal setting, and you had 20 solutions that would help their life and then give you a better understanding. Would you be willing to deal with that, or would you want to deal with somebody destroying your peace and going to break you and step up on you and clean their problems, and then anyway they got a solution that you're not even able to enjoy because you're devastated and you've been undermined for a capitalism type of, you know, vulture approach.
Dang, that's a terrifying thought right there. That thought sends chills down my spine. But so many of us are caught in that, aren't we? So to know how to get out of it. Once again, the organic pimping, to finding a natural way of pushing yourself. You start to basically follow the main line, what you're meant to. It's 9:05 here on the program. We invite you all basically to get involved. What are you thinking? What are you feeling? Do you need a little bit of organic pimping in your own life and personally? Let us know. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. They're destructive elements. Yeah, sure, they're everywhere. There are people who aren't doing well for themselves, and they don't want you to do any better either. Not only is it out of envy, trying to self-sabotage, but also they want the company. You know, they want to basically know somebody is doing as bad as they are, doing worse. They want to keep someone doing worse. It's lonely at the top, but it is kind of crowded at the bottom and at the middle. A lot of people there. You know what? They're used to it. They're accustomed. I tell you one thing. They basically pull all kinds of dirty tricks to make sure you don't climb. They maybe even be your own next-door neighbors or whatever. You can make a lot of friends when you're all doing badly.
I want you to pull into the masterpiece of your story, because what happens is you're giving them almost like no old newspaper that's got all kinds of,
editorial?
No, it's kind of like when paper sits alone, they grow little bugs on it. Yeah. It's like, well, you need to get to the point of the message so we can dive into where I'm at, because you're diving into a place where it's kind of losing the quality, aquarium to just polluted with contaminated, you know, trash. Come on now, man. We talked about this before. I'm going to have to move on through this.
All right. Look, why don't you talk? Why don't you talk?
Well, you already got the presentation of what you got. You should be talking about that. You already got it, you know. So you shouldn't be lost on what I gave you.
Okay. Everybody, I'm going to tell you right now, no matter who you are, you can make time to pimp yourself a little bit organically every single day. Not really. There are seconds. There are moments that you can do it, you know. Just ask yourself, how do I push that? How do I treat myself like number one?
Oh, my God. This shit go here. This shit go again. The same shit over and over again. Like, you know, like it's like the only concept to become the ingredients that people are part of success. Like, one of the things I noticed, too, like, this is a thing that I'm quite overwhelmed with, this kind of like self-conscious phobia that people bring to the table. People try to talk, which is kind of, you know, it's almost like somebody that's antagonizing you, and they try to use this kind of like, it's almost like the old school therapy way of trying to, you know, respond to you, but you can tell that they're insulting you. It's like an undercut insulting you as they're doing it. And they try to downplay it. You know, they try to downplay it in a way to act like what you're saying, they're acknowledging it, but you can see the disgrace of their integrity have just kind of like left you in a place where you're seeing what they're doing as like little bulletin points, right? And you can see how you already see like these, different videos where show you the person and they have like little highlight points and they show you like different people images and showing you face expressions and that face expression showing you about what they disagree and what they, it's like a little meme, right? And you can see what they're doing. It may be grouping up and they try to use these kind of like social points where, and you say this is the stuff where people, you watch these type of movies where they're showing people that are being sold, being degraded, and they have the same kind of wordplay. You're like, this is like a congregation of people seeing slaves and different people that are being hung, kind of like, it's the same kind of energy, right? It's like they're not the ones hanging the slaves, but they're the ones that are kind of like the motivation energy person. Like they give whatever this energy is, you seeing this, and it's normally the energy, it's almost like some kind of tutoring of terrorizing. It's the tutoring of this kind of presentation energy that they're trying to give you these PowerPoints with these kind of docile type of energy ways where you feel like this is insulting. You know what I mean? Like it's playing with your intelligence. And then they laugh and hint here like they have tea time or something. And you can say, this is some insulting crap.
God, that is a terrifying thought. That is right there. You just put this scary image into my head. I can't unthink that. Sorry, I interrupted. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. That is a comedian talk dude. She's talking about, what I said is terrifying, but he had a point where I brought to the table before we started the show. I said, well, this is a point to bring onto the show. And he's not even talking about that point that I gave him, That's the point. You should be bringing it up now. And that's what I'm saying. You wait till the show's over to talk about what you should have did. Just do it now and don't waste my time.
Okay. Look, I'm telling you, that's a terrifying thought. It's a thought I face all the time. I'm sure many of our viewers out there.
You already got the point of the message that you've been talking about in the show that you're going to go down. So I don't know why you're not talking about that point. You're talking about this other stuff you're talking about, it's like me and somebody on the, like you're traveling also kind of, I don't know if you say the companies that people travel, but like even cross country, it's like you're taking this time and just, you just sliding around this, like you don't know what I'm telling you that we already talked about before the show started. And you're not talking about those things, you're talking about other things, and you already got the information. So that's what I'm saying, you're just wasting words. All right, sir. No more. Now, everybody, my name is Tommy Organic, okay? And for the rest of the show, it's just going to be me. You're not going to hear nothing else. It's going to be me talking. So don't worry about it. The rest of the show. It's already good. You did your job. You no more. So you already had the opportunity, and we're not going that right now. It's too far in life where we spend our time on people that's going to sabotage you, undermine you. They got all these millions of stories of why they should have put a good life. You can't live, successful people can't truly live with downfalling, spiraling, amputating things because what happens is you're never perfect enough to have everything you do consistently. Perfect, right? In most cases, never happens, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
You can't consistently become this thing that you're becoming by everybody's taking you away from this, right? Now, it's exception to the rule with some people that push it, and like I was telling you earlier, those things, if you're learning the lesson, you're learning from the people of what you're doing, and that becomes the wisdom that you're getting from them, by how you are addressing the question or the actual problem they're dealing with, then that's totally different because you're able to navigate the problem as you resolve it with the solution that best fits them. Now you have a exception to the rule where somebody that's exceptionally more gifted with the ability than you are that's working against you, then they're going to show you things that you're not aware of. Then they're going to look like you don't know what you're talking about, and they're going to try to pull you all the way down. So you know what you're talking about and things that you're aware of, you know what you're talking about, and then you spend the time finding yourself on the sideline based on what this other person has figured out that you were not aware of, right?
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
And they find someone that's countering them based on what they know to get information. So they would kind of keep undermining you because where they have positioned themselves on your back and on the factors of things that you know, and based on the people that's dealing with them as a whole, based on if you're offending them and they're not really connecting with you, they're going to jump ship really quick because this allows them to recover the things that they didn't know and sacrifice for the things that they truly, you know, hated about things that you brought out of them, right? And it could be for the better, but if this person allows them to cover up their problems and recover that position and push them ahead, then they might not necessarily want to go the route of being honest with themselves. And because to them, you know, the honesty that you're bringing may not be the level of honesty that they truly connect with. You know, it's bringing them to a more consistent lifestyle, right? So
right.
This is the thing that so often that we are living our experience to, right? So we got people that say, listen, I remember hearing this happened to me. I'm thinking it either happened to me earlier this year or last year, right? And this one of the first times this kind of conversation happened to me. This person said to me, right, it's like, where did you learn this information from? Did you go to school to get this information, right?
Mm-hmm.
And as I talked to this person, I just seen, like, this is, you know, when you're feeling polluted because the person is not even saying, well, they don't know this. They could have known this. If it's right, it's right, right?
Mm-hmm.
But now they're trying to undermine me and trying to put a conscience there that I should be undermining myself because this, what you're doing, you know, hinting, what you're doing, you shouldn't carry on listening. This is dangerous to say something that you can't consistently maintain because you don't have, you know, this type of credentials, right?
Yeah.
And they're far away from the directions of their mindset that what they learn compared to my mindset of what I have personally experienced, right?
Yeah.
So the personal experience that I've learned things personally and the things that I've truly learned, this is where people plagiarize books from, right?
Absolutely.
I like to thank my wife. I like to thank my family for, you know, look at it, that's the same thing I told many people that they could have, that's the same kind of conversation that people should be doing about these bootleg movies and things, right? Bootleg
right.
things that they took and said, well, I just think my family likes to think, you know, for this, and they just put a little bit of this or there. Like, it's so many things. Like, they are not truly giving people as intellect properties the actual, what they're doing in so many ways is they're taking to a place where a lot of different people have learned some things that you haven't learned, right?
Yeah.
But at the same time, they're not taking into consideration how many people truly have learned more than the people that have learned and wrote all these books that didn't even get the actual, you know, credit where they actually created things, right? It's like, well, you know certain things, and what I did was I write down what you learned, and I pitch it for things I know. And then I write to the next person things that they don't know, and it's what they're doing. It's a big pattern of people that actually know things, and you don't know these people. And they talk to these people,
and find a little clues out, and then that is really where they got information from. And so many people, you find out that learn information in schools, universities, and just different capacity of learning institutions, that the most information they learn in a lot of cases wasn't in the schools.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, I understand about learning on the street. I understand about, you know, firsthand experience. Sometimes you just need to do something.
You're talking powerful. But you remember a part in the show where I said, I'm going to finish the show because you didn't speak up. So you had the time to speak, you didn't speak up. So that's the point of what I'm saying. You had time to speak up. And, you know, you can't.
I understand. I understand.
You didn't do that. And I don't want you to reference the street in that capacity because your voice represents people that they are not connected to the world of knowledge, everybody. So when they hear somebody say the street, most people kind of use the street like people hate the term of using the word midget. They use the street in a derogatory frame, and then most of the time you hear a derogatory frame reference to black people. And people that truly know the streets, streets everywhere around the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
But foreign countries, sometimes they equate that to the typical black American, right? Even though it's a lot of people that stay in the same streets, same communities that may have been more exposed to that, but they use a little part where this was the thing. It's a lot of different places in Africa within countries that the average black person have not even connected with, right?
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, the average African from Africa that recognize themselves as being whatever the tribe and wherever they're from, they're not taking consideration on those intellect black people that they think could be misunderstanding them. They're not considering, stop the background noise.
Sure.
They're not considering how the person that seems to be missing the point, they may be missing the point of the black person that is understanding the point that they're missing, right? So we have to understand, you're looking at a collective amount of people that you think that don't know something, but you're not looking at, look at this. In a game of sport, we know that the team wins the game, right?
Yeah.
But we know most cases the players are not all capable of at the same level. Am I right or wrong?
Oh, you're absolutely right. Dead right.
Yeah, so you may have an individual player that's on a team could be better than everybody else on every other team as an individual, right?
Yeah.
But as a team, they may not be better as that any of the teams together, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying to you is it's plenty of individual people that come from different lands that are the exception to the knowledge ability, right? And the way that they learn, right? But
mm-hmm.
the thing is, it's too many people that have not experienced every type of black person. And this is the thing that I have to be clear about, because there's so many people that are in their experience when they say black, they don't identify with these things, right?
Yeah.
But there's so many people that I come across that in the States, right, that they're from different parts, you know, like, I'm originally from Richmond, California,
mm-hmm.
and when people ask me that, sir, please stop doing that. That's annoying. You know that annoys me. I all that mm-hmm shit that annoys me. You know that. So
you got it.
Yeah. So you know when people say I said from Richmond, California, and people try to equate me to every person that they experience or the city they experience, they attach me to the mind frame of what they've seen, even when I've been disattached to what they've been limited to. Compared to me going around different parts of the nation, and they limited my mindset on what I'm doing based on what they see in that city. Right?
Right.
So Think about this on a bigger scale. How many megastars you ever heard of that was from a town and their mind was beyond that town or that city? So saying all that, you're trying to pull me down as like a kid that you can go recycle and get some change for as you put all your collective 5 cents together. You're trying to make wealth off of oppressing people as I am labeled as on a bigger scale so you can say, oh, this person is this. So you can create that propaganda or paint this kind of picture. And I see how it is because I looked and see all these different megastars from different towns, and people always try to paint this picture. It's normally that loser person. They're always trying to paint a picture to pull down the experience that people will get by saying how they experience that person as an individual, right? And one of the things I noticed, most people in most cultures don't have the license to try to, and it's a thing that I feel that black people are too diverse to be labeling black people as a whole to the narrative of most cultures. Most cultures, they're not flexible to most things as most black people are as a whole. They're flexible to a point where you can't say they're black, right? You can be black people all over the nation, and people from other cultures would talk to a black person may speak their native language, right? It may know anything about their native language, but that person may not know anything about that black person culture. You know what I'm saying? And what happens is you find a person that's assessing it, right, to know about black people's thing, and they try to act like they're every person in their culture that understands black people's experience. And that's not even fair. That's not even fair to the average black person because most black people they let people from their culture act like they're a diplomat, right? Mm-hmm. And what is a diplomat? Come on, sir. Come on now. Please don't do that.
That was a tick grunt. That was a threat grunt. That's all.
Yeah. A person of a diplomat, we know what their position is, right? So when people talk of their country, they're not in a positive position. They don't speak on behalf of that actual government, right? It's like the average person trying to speak on behalf of American government, right, as that position. Now, most people don't understand how that actually operates, right? So just saying that, right, you're talking like, oh, I'm paying allegiance to this actual flag and this government and all the things that the government doing, but do most people understand how all these things are coming about, right?
Right.
Are they involved with the chain? I mean, like, when you're looking at these factors, it's too many things that are inflated, right? This propaganda put it into play. It's really in their best interest. They're using their flag and their country as disability have never freed disability, right? And we have shown so much destruction into this platform that peace have never seen so much contaminated. It's not organic. This is cross-contaminated. My name is Tommy the Organic, okay? And you listen to Organic Pimping Through the Ingredients is Body and My Soul. We had a co-host onto the show with comedian Talk Dude.
Thank you.
But y'all, yes, everyone, this you can look for it. Next week. We're not going to next year, everyone. We're not going to next year. I'm not going to have the same co-host. We're not going to have the same platform. We're changing this. It can't happen no more like this. But this is it. So everyone, you know, next week going to be something different. I'm telling you, we're not going to next year. We're not going to create the same habits. Everyone, you know, good night and take care.
Thank you. Good night.
Yeah, let's say a few words.